For nearly 2,000 years, once something unusual happens, Chinese people rush to the spot as fast as they can to witness. It could be a magic performer coming to town, a suicide, an execution of a criminal, or a street fight. But apart from watching, they did nothing else such as offering help. Now, I don't want to claim that this is my own opinion, but it is agreed upon by some people. So do you think that it is a fair description of the Chinese sort of onlooker mentality?
Well, there's answer to be found in Chinese literature about whether or not we Chinese people have this tradition of being an onlooker passively. In 1990, Chinese writer Lu Xun published a short story entitled Medicine on New Youth, Xin Qing Nian. And the story is about a little boy who has contracted TB tuberculosis, and whose parents go out desperately in search for a cure. And this cure is said to be human blood, which is a guaranteed cure to fight TB, and therefore his parents seek out and find the blood of a young revolutionary who had recently been executed. They were the onlookers on the scene. The story presents Chinese bystanders' ignorance in that era and indifference. When a revolutionary is executed, all they care about is whether his or her blood can be used for medicine.
Yeah. That was a pretty famous account.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that definitely, I mean, we see from Lu Xun's certainly a quite vivid description of what he thought was a problem. But I just, I think that if we look at a lot of examples that were given to support this argument, usually there are examples that, number one, were actually quite extreme. Number two, that actually don't happen that often. And because of their extremeness, they really, really kind of brought into focus this type of issue, even though there's no documentation as to how often it actually happens. I think anecdotally, yeah, I mean, everyone has their own story about, something that happened and lots of people were looking around. Certainly when I first came to China, I was actually quite surprised by how often that happened. But I think if you do any real searching, especially on the internet, you can find as many stories as you can find about people, just watching and doing nothing. You can also find stories of people helping and not even necessarily thinking about themselves. Mm-hmm. And so to that degree, I would say that this is not true. I think that really it's yet another example of Chinese people kind of taking a few negative examples and projecting it upon the Chinese nation and the Chinese culture as a type of self-hate.
Yeah, I do agree there is that because, if you look online, like the most famous style of stories would be, say, there was a fight or there was a thief. No Chinese came to help, but then a foreigner suddenly came forward and helped it.
But that's also a variation on a similar theme in terms of Chinese self-hate. But it also has a lot to do with the love-hate relationship that China has had with foreigners. I mean, so you have those stories, of course, where all foreigners are awesome. Why are Chinese so horrible? And then you have the stories, you have some negative stories, and of course the immediate response is all foreigners are horrible. I'm so glad I'm Chinese and not as bad as those foreign people.
Yeah, but in terms of this mentality of watching and not helping, I guess it's two parts. The first part is watching, because in that I do think the Chinese is sort of famous for sort of being curious whenever something happens, and then there has to be a very, very large crowd there watching. And do you think that there is that? And why is that, if it's true?
I don't know. Is it because I don't think it's just, the Chinese people who are curious in finding out what a big crowd is doing. I think it's in the human nature, right?
I think so. I think a lot of it has to do with trying to assess danger to oneself, number one, kind of an evolutionary thing, perhaps. But I think that really, as Ning Yan said, it's not particular to Chinese. I think what's particular to Chinese is how brazen people can be about it, how unself-conscious people can be about being an onlooker. But I mean, look at the English word rubbernecking. Where does that word come from? It's because when there is an accident on the side of the road, people and there's nothing obstructing traffic, there will almost automatically be a traffic jam because people are slowing down to look. And so in America, perhaps we all have this natural curiosity, but somehow, we feel too polite or we feel like we shouldn't be doing this. And so we try to make it as overt or as covert, excuse me, as possible. Whereas in China, there just doesn't seem to be that kind, that same type of shame around that kind of behavior.
Yeah, I think it's true. And also, let's listen to one of our WeChat listeners, Li Shuyo, about her opinions.
我想国人都有这样一个心理，一大群人围在一起，或许有利益可取啊，去看热闹，目的就是为了不让自己吃亏。如果有好东西看，自己也不会错过；如果有便宜捡，自己也不会错过。当然，如果有坏事发生，自己也顺便当个目击证人。
All right, so I agree with the first part of what she says, that there is the thing of you don't want to miss out on anything good. So what if it's a discount? What if it's, you know, someone who left some money on the ground or something? You know, they didn't want to miss the good thing. But when it's something bad happens, I'm not sure, you know, why people want to watch.
Because people are morbid.
People, really?
Yeah. I mean, people are very morbid, I think. I mean, again, rubbernecking is a perfect example. You know, people gathering around to watch two people fight is, you know, a vicarious morbidity where, you know, someone who is maybe a bit of a coward and was never going to be in a fight and is, you know, maybe... Or anyone really, and so you see, you know, violence is, especially these days, is so far removed that any chance that people have to watch a real live fight with real live blood, I mean, they're going to crowd around.
And also there is this explanation, one popular explanation is that people tend to be less altruistic and they tend to have more antisocial behavior when the basic resources are scarce, when they worry about their own survival. So the explanation is that since China has only been, you know, developing since the recent decades, there's this long-standing belief that I should care about my own survival first and then anybody else's.
And also, there is one realistic one. When they see someone is fighting with another one, if they are going to help or call the police, this person might be thinking, well, am I going to be in trouble? Am I going to be sued because of this matter?
Yeah, there, I mean, I would say that, yeah, there is a bit of a distrust sometimes and a sense of uncertainty as to what will happen. But I think it's also important to remember that a lot of these sociological principles that we're bringing up here, they're not unique to China. I think one of the better ones is really has to do with group behavior. And so what sociologists have found is that the larger the group, the less likely someone is going to step in to help because they think someone else is going to do it. Whereas the smaller the group, the more likely it is that someone will step in to help because they don't think someone else is going to do it. And so in that sense, I think we see that quite often in China.
Exactly. That's called the bystander effect.
Exactly.
And it's true around the globe.